Israel's deadly airstrikes in the besieged Gaza Strip are in their third day, with the death toll rising among Palestinians. Reports out of Gaza say that two more Palestinians have been killed in the ongoing Israeli attacks there. This brings the Palestinian death toll to 95. Palestinian sources say one-third of casualties are women and children. This comes as Israeli warplanes and drones have pounded more than 600 targets across the Mediterranean enclave in more than 2 days of attacks. Earlier, three Palestinians, including a child, were killed in the northern towns of Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia. In a separate incident, at least eight Palestinians were killed in a strike on a cafe where people were watching the World Cup semifinal. Well, Iran has urged international organizations to do their duties regarding the Israeli crimes in the Gaza Strip and the occupied Palestinian territories. The Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, has called on the UN, the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation and the Arab League, to act immediately to stop the Israeli crimes. In separate letters to the heads of these entities, Zarif said the targeted killing of civilians, including women and children, and the bombardment of houses, have led to a catastrophic situation there. He's also warned that Israel's siege of Gaza and the shortage of medical supplies worsen the situation. Iran's top diplomat stressed that the Israeli attacks on Gaza could put the security of the region at risk. Zarif asked international organizations to honor their responsibilities and to help stop the Israeli aggression and massacre of Palestinians. Akram Al-Satari is our correspondent who joins us from the Gaza Strip to update us on the situation in the Gaza Strip. Akram, bring us up to speed. And my question that I'm curious about regards the hospitals and the ambulances, obviously in terms of supplies regarding the hospital. And then we hear that the ambulances at this point, you know, there's not too many. And the ones that are in operation to have been hit, therefore creating a shortage of them.
As a matter of fact, 40% of the Palestinian ambulances are not able to function now because of the lack of fuel. I talked to the Director General of Pharmaceutical Directorate at the Ministry of Health. He said they are running short of medical supplies and running short also of surgical stretches and running short of many other medical items. The situation in Gaza, the humanitarian situation is worsening. The massive number of houses that are being targeted and the massive number of people that are being injured. We are talking now about more than 600 Palestinians injured, among which children, women, and elderly people. And those people are rushed to the hospitals, if they are lucky enough to be rushed to the hospitals, because of the lack of fuel and the ambulance services are partially working. And in the hospital, they are exposed to a great risk of losing their life because of the lack to the medications and to the medical disposables and medical items. The international community honors everything when it comes to anyone else on earth, but they don't worry about the people of Gaza. Before, they were issuing very harsh statements and condemnation letters talking about the three Israeli youth that were kidnapped by the Palestinian resistance or claimed to be kidnapped by the Palestinian resistance. And now, there are children dying in their homes. There are elder women and men dying in their homes, targeted by the Israeli air forces or Israeli ground forces or by the Israeli marine forces. There are whole families that are suppressed and killed, and no one is pointing a finger and talking anything about this. People of Gaza feel abandoned by the international community, but they don't feel abandoned by the resistance that is fighting and firing back for the sake of protecting them. Back to you.
Yes, and quickly, if you can, we're looking again at the fact that the nighttime is approaching, and usually that's when these air assaults take place much more than during the day. That at least has been the routine, it appears. What can Palestinians do in order to make sure that they receive or there's less of a chance of them getting hurt from these Israeli airstrikes? Is there anywhere that they can run for cover or to keep safe?
I'm sorry to tell you and to tell the whole world now that, for unfortunately, Palestinians have no safe haven, not even in their houses, not even in the mosque, given that the people were targeted in their houses. Some other people were targeted in the mosque. Some other people were targeted in the what they thought is a safe shelter. Israel is not excluding any Palestinians from its going unleashed power and fire against the Palestinians. I was watching very touching photos of a Palestinian lady who was holding the spoon and was about to start eating to break her fasting at her house in this very holy month of Ramadan, and she was bombarded, she was killed, and the photos say that she couldn't even take one bite before she was killed. I also saw a photo of a Palestinian child holding his younger holding his younger brother to look after him, and they both were buried under the rubble and their bodies were retrieved. When you see the photos, it gives you a heartache and it gives you an insight into how harsh and hard the life of Palestinians is, and that Palestinians now are being targeted for being Palestinian, and they are paying the price of the unleashed and discriminatory Israeli power that is killing them and claiming their life to keep the occupation and to keep the superiority of an army with no values and with no ethics.
Very well. Thank you very much. Be safe. Hold your spirits high if you can. Thank you very much for that update. Akram al-Sattari talking to us there from the Gaza Strip, one of many brave correspondents for Press TV that is reporting from the Gaza Strip. Let's talk about this with Mohammad Morandi now. He's a professor at the University of Tehran who joins us. Professor Morandi, on the political side, we have had some condemnation come from Iran, of course, and Iran's former Imam Javad Zarif has extended in a letter to the UN, the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation, and the Arab League to basically take some actions to stop this. But my question is, you know, from the year 2000 up to now, there's been over 1,000 Palestinian children who have been killed by Israel in one form or another. And these organizations, they haven't done anything to really help the plight of Palestinians. What does that say overall about the lack of international concern, especially when we hear a correspondent there to from our Gaza Strip, our correspondent, that says it seems like the world doesn't care about the life of a Palestinian?
Well, the world definitely cares a great deal. I don't think that many people who watch news outlets like the BBC or CNN have much respect for them. It's clear to everyone how the Western media, how Western regimes, are completely one-sided and biased against the Palestinian people who've been suffering for decades. People see through the narrative that's put forward by the West more than ever before in recent years. But these organizations obviously lack any credibility. The only reason why Iran does send these letters is because Iran has a responsibility to do so, although the Iranians send these letters, the Iranians know that no reasonable response will come out of the organizations. And it's basically for people in the region, non-governmental organizations, people at the grassroots level to do whatever they can in support of the Palestinian people.
When you take a look, if you have, I'm sure you have in the past, at the UN convening and hear the UN chief Ban Ki-moon talking, urging restraint, and this is the same Ban Ki-moon that back in 2008 was standing in the rubbles in the Gaza Strip with smoke coming up from behind him, who noticed the death and destruction that was around him, and he seemed very distressed, and back then said, this is not going to happen again. And yet, four years later, it did happen, and then now happening again. What does that represent in terms of an international organization like the UN?
Well, even back then, the language used by the Secretary General, like that of the Western media, was completely one-sided against the reality that was taking place on the ground. The truth of the matter is that the Israeli regime will be allowed to continue slaughtering people with impunity, and then the media in the West will construct the events in a way which, even though 1,000 people are killed on one side and 10 on the other, there will be some sort of moral equivalent. The Israeli actions will somehow be justified in the name of balancing the narrative or balancing the news. So, again, what is more painful, though, is how regimes in this region, such as Saudi Arabia and others, they're willing to spend tens of billions of dollars to destroy Syria. They're willing to spend tens of billions of dollars to destroy Iraq, to create extremism, to create terrorism, yet they're not willing to do anything to alleviate the pain and suffering of the people of Gaza that has been going on for many, many years.
That's a great point that you make there. Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Mirandi, professor at the University of Tehran, talking there on the phone with us. Many thanks.